Hi, I'm Aaron Bowers. Economists are quick to point out that small businesses are the backbone of our economy. So you might think that small businesses are considered to be important, and that there would then be lots of information available on how to start one and how to manage one. The problem is that small businesses are generally defined as those with less than 500 employees, and that really does not include the sole proprietorship or what they used to call the mom and pop. And when you're the only employee of your business, that's small. In comparison, a company with 498 employees is anything but small. Now, in a business with lots of staff, there's a depth of effort and talent to fall back on. When you're by yourself, there isn't any. When you're sick, the whole company is sick. When you go on vacation, the whole company goes on vacation. And when you're in a non-productive mood, well, you get the point. You are the business. And managing your time, talent, and effort are all critical. So I'm writing this because I'm really smart and I just came up with all this by some magical inspiration. Well, you know, that would be nice, but the truth is I'm actually dumb enough to have broken every rule I give here, many of them more than once, and I've paid a high price for it each time. Now, hopefully we learn from our own mistakes, and so anyone could come up with this information by trial and error, but you know, that takes a lot of time, and it can result in a lot of bruises. If somebody had told me some of the things in this book and I'd paid any attention to it, I probably could have avoided a lot of problems. And no, I don't know anywhere near everything, and what's written here isn't everything either, but these are just some ideas and approaches that work for me in my business. Now, most of the stories and examples have to do with marketing and advertising, because that's the business I'm in. But whether you're a doctor or a landscaper, a carpenter, an accountant, whatever, these ideas and principles should be applicable to just about any business. Now, hopefully you'll be able to take at least a few of these gems and put your own spin on them and make them even better. And that's the idea. So here briefly are a few of the simple rules. When you are your own boss, you are also your own employee. You can hire more talent in 5 minutes than you can acquire in a lifetime. Never underestimate your customer's ability to want what you don't have. When you hire an employee, you immediately take ownership of any problem they have had, or will have in the future. Anything you can get for nothing is probably worth it. Simple does not mean easy. Never give your customers a choice you don't want them to make. If you really want people to want something, just tell them they can't have it. Always give people everything they need to do what you want them to do. You should never be functioning regularly at more than 60% of your capacity. Don't second-guess your clients at your own expense. When you work hard to have something people want, you can't be upset when they want it. The two most important things to know are what to do and when to stop. And my personal favorite, just say, "Let me get back to you on that." In Managing Employees When You're the Only One, I cover each of these and show how they fit into the day-to-day operation of a single-person or home-operated business. I also cover issues like time management, scheduling, pricing and quoting your work, appointments, billing, dealing with clients, and several more, too. So, is it everything you could possibly need to know about running a business for yourself? Well, no. It's kind of like learning to swim. You're not really going to make it work until you get out there in the water, where you have to make it work. 6 months after you start your own business, you'll probably be able to write your own book on some of the things to do and not to do. Hopefully, you can use some of these ideas to avoid a few of the many mistakes I made starting off, and you can devote more time and attention to the building of your business and making it fly. Now, I hope you enjoy this short book and that at least some of the ideas and experiences in it will help get your business off to a good start or make your existing business more efficient, successful, and satisfying. Thanks a lot for listening.